Once Vasari was sent by Julius III at the first hour of the night to Michelangelo's house to fetch a design, and he found Michelangelo working on the marble Pietà that he subsequently broke. Recognising who it was by the knock, Michelangelo left his work and met him with a lamp in his hand. After Vasari had explained what he was after, he sent Urbino upstairs for the drawing, and they started to discuss other things. Then Vasari's eye fell on the leg of the Christ on which Michelangelo was working and making some alterations, and he started to look closer. But to stop Vasari seeing it, Michelangelo let the lamp fall from his hand, and they were left in darkness. Then he called Urbino to fetch a light, and meanwhile, coming out from the enclosure where he had been working, he said, "I'm so old that death often tugs my cloak for me to go with him. One day my body will fall just like that lamp, and my light will be put out." Nevertheless, Michelangelo enjoyed the company of people like Menighelli, a crude and commonplace painter from Valdarno, but a very agreeable sort of man. Menighelli used to visit Michelangelo, who once made for him a drawing of St. Roch and St. Anthony to paint for the country people. Indeed, Michelangelo, whom kings found difficult to handle, would often put other work aside to do simple things just as Menighelli wanted them, and among other things, Menighelli got him to make the model of a crucifix, which was extremely beautiful. Menighelli then formed a mould from this and made copies in papier-mâché and other materials, which he went about the countryside selling. He used to make Michelangelo roar with laughter, especially when he told him some of his anecdotes, such as the story of a peasant who had asked him for a picture of St. Francis, and was disappointed when he found the robes painted grey, since he would have liked something brighter, and when Menighelli put a pluvial of brocade on the saint's back, the peasant was as happy as a lark. Michelangelo was also fond of the stone-cutter Topolino, who imagined he was an expert sculptor, but who was in fact very mediocre. Topolino spent many years at the quarries of Carrara, from where he sent marbles to Michelangelo, and he never sent a shipment without including three or four figures which he had roughed out himself, and which made Michelangelo nearly die of laughter. Eventually, after he had returned from Carrara, Topolino roughed out a marble figure of Mercury and determined to finish it. He'd almost done so when he asked Michelangelo to look at it and give his honest opinion. "You're a fool, Topolino," Michelangelo said, "to want to make statues. Don't you see that from his knee to his foot this Mercury is lacking about 8 inches, and that you've made him both a dwarf and a cripple?" "Oh, that's nothing," said Topolino. "If that's all, I shall see to it. Leave it to me."